brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And I stuttered there for a minute because...
Yeah, we both almost did it at the same time.
Yeah, but people haven't really heard you for a minute.
Yeah, they haven't heard me. Last episode, I was too busy at work training the other DJ. And I really want to quit that job so I can do this more.
Yeah, it happens.
Start my own blog and stuff.
But we got some great stuff coming up on the show. We're going to play a track pack a little bit later.
Word.
With All-Stars Tour.
Bands. Yeah, coming up. That's going to be good times. Next Saturday? This Saturday.
This coming Saturday for around here anyway.
Yeah, for us, yeah.
And, yeah. I think other than that, it's like we're going to talk about Warped Tour a little bit. Because Ben didn't get a chance to talk about his enjoyable time in the sunburns and whatnot.
Yeah, it was a good time. I had fun. I actually lost my phone at Warped Tour right before we did our first interview and recovered it.
Yeah, yeah. While we were supposed to be interviewing Winds of Plague, wasn't it?
Yes, Winds of Plague.
And Ben had to bail out for the beginning of the interview so he could go dig up his telefono.
Find my phone. Yep. Telefono.
Telefono.
Yep.
So we got a All-Stars track pack, we got some Warped Tour stuff, we got some other random shit that I just decided to throw in for shits and giggles.
And shit we talk about.
We've got a shout that we got to send to Across the Sun, we'll get to that in a second talk break.
Yeah, totally.
And an announcement they would like to make, so mm-hmm. We're going to do that here for them. And although they've already been talking about it on Facebook, so chances are if you already knew about Across the Sun, you already know about this, but... And I think towards the end of the show, which is where we always put the interviews.
Yeah.
I think Black Veil Brides today, or at least Andy from Black Veil Brides.
Yeah.
The vocalist.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah. So that should be good times. Just as a side note, we were, for a very short time, doing the Standby Records podcast.
Yeah, we were.
Which Black Veil Brides used to be on Standby Records.
Yeah. What record company are they on now?
I think they're on Universal now.
Oh.
So when I got this interview, that's what it was for.
Standby Records.
We don't do the Standby Records podcast anymore. It started abruptly and stopped abruptly.
Yeah, they just stopped talking to us, really.
Yeah, we couldn't really get anything worked out with them.
Yeah.
So no love lost, but I see no point in not utilizing this interview, so I'm going to repurpose it for Alloy.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, I think that's what we're going to be doing in the show today. What do you say we dive into some music immediately?
Yeah, say we do it.
Okay, here's Transylvanian Wolf Shark by Way of the Yeti. We'll be right back. welcome back.
Yeah.
I guess somewhere. There's a frog living in my throat now.
Yes, somewhere in there.
Hello? Does that sound better?
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
Word.
So you just heard Vortex Omnivium by Obscura, which I know isn't all that new, but it's still pretty cool. So deal with it, I guess. God, I'm so negative today. I don't know what's up.
I think it's just a weird day.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I'm tired.
Me too.
I'm tired. I don't even really know why. It's like so early. It's like not even 1 in the morning yet.
Yeah, that's early for us.
Anyway.
I'm tired because I got some new ink today.
Yeah, Ben's got chest blasted with a fucking ink gun today. Pretty brutal.
Yeah, it kind of hurts a lot,
yeah.
Actually. Dude, the shading fucking hurts.
I know this is only session 1, but we're going to talk about this stripe that's going through the middle of it.
Yeah, it's just, I think it looks cool there. Black and red is always a good mix. It matches the veins in the heart on the chest piece.
It's a word.
The script is pretty cool because it's got small stuff and, you know, big letters. It's all crooked and misplaced, and
yeah.
I think it looks pretty rad.
Word. But it looks like you're going for like a Kratos God of War thing with that stripe there. No. I know it's unfinished as of yet. I'm just saying.
Like, no, Kratos has it on his face.
Kratos has it everywhere, actually.
Yeah, actually, everywhere.
So,
yeah,
I'm just saying, you look like you're trying to be a Spartan.
No, I'm not trying to be a Spartan. It was just something he brought up online. It's a style, actually, and I thought it was really cool looking, so I was like, go for it.
Yeah, it looks cool. I'm just saying, for now, it looks like you're trying to be Kratos. So if I call you Kratos for a little while, that's right, just...
Fuck your life.
Are you going to be putting the pictures up on your Facebook?
Yeah.
Once it's
done healing and stuff and... Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to see what I'm talking about, head over to Ben's Facebook.
Yeah, we're...
Linked in the show notes. Head over to alloypodcast.com and at the very bottom... It says, be social, or something to that effect.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got links to everyone's everything. So, yeah. Hit Ben's Facebook. Go check out the pictures.
Totally.
All right. What else do we got going on? Do you want to talk about Warped Tour a little bit? Or do you want to... Wait. Should we do the Across the Sun thing first?
Yeah, totally. Let's go. Let's shout out to Across the Sun.
All right. So, Across the Sun is trying to get on a tour with Winds of Plague. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's like a voting system?
Yes. What you have to do is you have to go to Winds of Plague's Facebook, press like, that will immediately take you to the voting, and you have to go scroll to like halfway down the page and vote for Across the Sun.
Okay, so I'm actually going to run through this as you tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get to the Winds of Plague page. Yeah. And who else is in the running? I know there's some garbage band winning, or at least last time I checked.
Yeah.
Matt's in a shit-talking mode tonight, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
In the blasty-blast kind of mood?
Yeah.
I understand that.
We're doing it.
I can get behind that. I'm down.
Yeah. All right. So, the current lineup is Across the Sun, Betraying the Martyrs, The Devastated, Dr. Acula, The Great Commission, Onward to Olympus, The Plot and You, This Romantic Tragedy, Volumes, and White Arms of Athena, which, actually, those guys are pretty cool, the White Arms of Athena dudes. I know those dudes. So I'm going to cast my vote for Across the Sun right now. Vote. And this should give me some sort of... Okay, so currently in the lead is The Plot and You. So that's not who was winning yesterday when I went and voted. Who was winning yesterday was Dr. Acula, who I think is the most generic piece of deathcore shit on the planet. But, you know, nonetheless. So, go vote, and if you like Dr. Acula, stop listening to this show, because I hate your life. And
right.
if you vote for Dr. Acula, I hope you fall off the planet. Someone just sent me a Facebook friend request, and their name is Voodoo Circus. That's weird. Yeah, that's sketchy. And
they're retarded.
Yeah, it's a voodoo circus, apparently.
I'm going to give a shout out and a blast at the same time to the same person. Can I do that?
Yep.
Okay.
Here it is.
I got my new tattoo.
Hold on. We're going to stop a second so I can check time.
Okay. What time?
Maybe we should. Yeah, let's save this for the next talk break.
All right, next talk break.
Next talk break. We're going to come back. Ben's going to give shout out and blasty blast, and we're going to talk Warped Tour. Sound good?
Sound good.
All right.
yourself now! Banishing hate from within gain, restoring order to replace, making no tolerance was fastest. Take all license or exempted.
Welcome back to the show. I just realized I forgot to intro that last tune.
Last
so
little.
Yeah. So that first track was I See Stars with Over It, and that last track was Across the Sun with Tipping the Scales. Go vote for Across the Sun over on Winds of Plagues page, Facebook page.
Do it.
Shane, we will miss you. You're an amazing keyboard player, and Shane is no longer with the band. So
that's too bad. All right. Cool.
Blasty Blast and Shout.
Ben. Shout out and Blast. Okay, so I got my tattoo through a guy I met at my work, the strip club.
Okay.
His name's Yeshi. He does great work. He's given me a free tattoo for help spreading the word about him. He's got good work. I'll have pictures up soon on Facebook and stuff. But the asshole gave me a little red dot.
A little red right dot. Right there. Right in the middle of your chest.
Right, yeah, right in the middle of my chest, which is, it matches the rest of my tattoo anyway, but that's kind of a dick move.
Right.
So here's my blast. Is fuck you, Yeshi, for putting a little dot right there and not telling me, because this shit hurts.
Yeah.
But he does good work, so I'm not going to get too butthurt about it, because at least it matches it.
Word. And I'm going to say, anyone whose name is Yeshi, that sounds a lot like Sketchy.
Should be in a Mario game.
As I'm just saying, yes, you should be writing him as Mario and or Luigi. Or any other various characters.
Word. No, he's got good work. I'm going to let him finish it and everything.
Yeah, word. I'm just saying.
It's kind of like I barely know the guy. And to fuck with somebody's tattoo the first time you tattooed him.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying your name, Yeshi, sounds a lot like Sketchy.
Ah,
because that's pretty, little weak. It's a little weak.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Just a tad.
Just a smitty smidge. All right. So, Warped Tour. Talk about Warped Tour. I talked about mine last week, so you got to talk about yours now.
Okay, I'm talking about Warped Tour.
Quit checking your phone. At least he's not playing Brick Breaker anymore.
Right. On but, the BlackBerry.
But nonetheless.
So, I had a good time at Warped Tour other than the sunburn, because I was sunburned like a motherfucker. We actually stayed for Asking Alexandria at the end. We left, like, what, two or three songs early to try to avoid the jam?
And it didn't work at all. We should have just stayed.
Yeah. But it was cool, though. I had a good time watching Asking Alexandria, A Day to Remember, Devil Wears Prada, my first time seeing them. That was good times. And I got a really cool Attack shirt there, too.
Yeah, the gun holster?
Yeah, the gun holsters. Yeah, that was pretty rad. Pretty rad.
Kind of, I think Upon a Burning Body also has a shirt similar to that.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I think so. Well, I'm not
positive. Upon a Burning Body, they're also at the All-Star Tour, I'm pretty sure.
No, they're not.
No?
Nope.
I thought they were. I saw them on a flyer.
I think they're on the Thrash and Burn.
Yeah, that's right. They're on the Thrash
and Burn too.
That you guys should go vote for Across the Sun for. Anyway, Warped Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still on Warped Tour.
Still doing it.
It was fun doing the interviews and everything. We got to interview Ashley.
Talk about how fucking cool Levi was for
one Levi
second.
From Miss May I. Yeah. He's the front man from Miss May I, the singer. That guy was the best guy to interview there. Because it was a real conversation. It wasn't like, next question, answer the question, now next question. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
we jibbed and jabbed with him for a while.
Yeah, it was good times. He gave me some free merch, or gave us some free merch.
Yeah.
It was good times. I like that guy.
Hooked us up with some free Versa shit, which is his,
clothing company.
Yeah, clothing line or t-shirt line, whatever. I don't know what it is.
It's this clothing company because they got booty shorts and t-shirts.
They don't make anything in my size, though, so I didn't get any free merch. I'm pretty upset about it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Shit.
My butt, it hurts a little bit right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway. Talk more. You didn't do two fucking things the whole time you were there.
I went and bought really expensive pizza. No, I'm just kidding.
That's true.
I actually got to see Yellow Wolf. He's a rap artist. He's okay, I guess. I mean, he's entertaining. I play him at the strip club, and that's about all he's good for. He makes really good strip club music, kind of like Too Short, you know?
Yeah.
Too Short's good strip club music, but when your opening line to your song is, I gotta get a bitch and get my dick sucked, it's not gonna be a very good song.
It's not gonna be very well accepted.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he makes good strip club music.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I was actually kind of into Big Chocolate, although he looked like a meth head when he wasn't. Like, I understand he's a DJ, and there's only so much he can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, he would run up and push a button, and the song would start playing.
And do a seizure.
And then he'd, like, flail.
Yeah.
Like a meth head. And yeah, I was like, this is a little off-putting, but I'll watch a couple songs, and then I bailed out.
Word. Yeah, I didn't watch him at all. I saw him do a flail and left. That was about it. It was good seeing the Cases train. That was good times. Those guys are heavy as shit.
Those guys always impress.
Uh-huh.
We are so not on point tonight.
No, we're not.
We are horrible.
We got to interview Data Remember, too, or Josh, the bassist.
Yeah, Josh from Data Remember.
That was good times.
No, we didn't ask him about the Is Anyone Up stuff. So
yeah, we didn't ask
already.
Him about that, so just leave it alone. It's probably retarded, stupid shit anyway. I haven't even looked at the Is Anyone Up stuff. I just heard about it, and I was like, oh, really? Whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't give a shit about it.
Word.
But Warped Tour was a lot of fun. I saw a lot of merch booths. I saw some friends there. I got that really cool Attack shirt. I got my girlfriend some booty shorts from the Data Remember booth. It was good times.
Yeah, word. Word up, son. So, is that music already? It seems like it went by so fast.
Yeah, music.
All right. Well, this is going to be the All-Stars Tour track pack that we're doing real quick, and we're going to start it off with The Haunted by Memphis Mayfire.
Everywhere!
are made to burn, and let the whole world see. Burn, and let the whole world see. Burn, and let the whole world see.
Welcome back. The last two tracks you heard were For Today with Seraphim and Tastes Like Kevin Bacon by I Wrestled a Bear Once.
Good times. I like For Today. They're going to be on the All-Star Tour.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. I want to go.
Although I'm hearing that they're not going to be on this date. Like, I'm also hearing that Memphis Mayfire is not going to be on the Portland show either.
That would be retarded to put them on the flyer then.
I know. Tell me about it, huh?
Yeah, well, don't put them on the flyer if they're not going to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, they do that sometimes, you know.
That's like
on select dates or whatever.
Well, that's stupid. They should inform people that they're on select dates and then inform us of those select dates.
Well, and, like, Mike Thrasher's booking it, but, like, on his site, he's got the entire band listing, right?
Yeah.
But then if you go over to, like, For Today's Facebook, they don't have it listed.
Hmm.
And neither does Memphis Mayfire. So, like, that's... Those are two big drawing bands.
Yeah, it those are pretty much the only two bands. If those two aren't going, I'm not going.
Right. Where, I mean, I'd still really get a kick out of Emuer and Grin, of course. Get to hang out with those guys again and the Born of Osiris dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
those
I don't know.
Are two of the key bands that I wanted to see.
Excuse me.
Yawn. And In This Moment's going to be there, but I've seen them when I went and saw Five Finger Death Punch.
Right, and I don't care, so... You know, right. Just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else you're super stoked to see it?
I wrestled the bear once.
Yeah, that would be... That's going to be legit.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I like them. But if For Today Memphis Mayfire aren't going, then I'm going to be like, meh.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah, I'm gonna reconsider, you know, because there's... Yeah, I'll just think about it more. I'll be like, maybe I won't go after all.
Yeah.
But if those two bands are going, then I'm totally going.
No shit, huh?
Even if I have to buy a ticket. I don't give a shit.
So how many Twitter pages does Data Remember have?
I don't know.
Is it really this
one
necessary?
One for each band, and then...
each band member?
Each band member, yeah. And then one for the band. Now, I know there's one called Where's a Data Remember...
Right.
That's, I don't know what that is, probably the tour one or the street team or whatever, I don't know.
Right, and they've also got just at ADTR.
Yeah.
And they never update that Twitter, so I don't know if that's actually them.
Don't use that one if you're a Data Remember fan on Twitter.
Yeah, word.
I'm following the lead singer, Jeremy McKinnon.
Yeah, and I'm following Jeremy and Josh.
Right on.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, I got distracted by someone on Twitter.
Something shiny on the computer?
Yeah.
Pretty colors. Right.
Is anyone up wants everyone to send in recommendations on who should get naked?
Yeah, so if you have a computer or anywhere near one, you should go on isanyoneup.com and recommend someone locally or anybody at all that you just want to see naked.
I've recommended a couple people already today.
Sweet.
So, what else is going on? What, like, I don't know if there's anything else doing. I'm so not feeling it today. It's
dude,
crazy.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know why. Fuck this shit, man. It's because I'm tired and just got inked.
Fuck this
shit. I'm like,
shit.
Oh, home in bed sounds awesome.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's just go to more music, and then we'll run the interview, and then we're done.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, cool. Here's White Arms of Athena with Recreation.
Here you go, guys.
We're necessary to do, do it. When somebody needs to be killed, there's no wrong. You do it. And you move on. And you pick up a child, and you move into the desert. You pick up as many children as you can. And you kill whoever gets in your way. This is us.
Welcome back. This is going to be our last little bit. We're just going to outro here. That was Beast by the Acacia Strain, which, pretty heavy song. Pretty heavy song.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
And we're going to go from that to here is the interview that I did with Andy from Black Veil Brides. We're going to follow that with looks like Perfect Weapon by Black Veil Brides and Where There's a Will with Beguiler. Join us next week when we're less shitty at our jobs.
This is Matt, and I'm hanging out with Andy from Black Veil Brides. Andy, say hello.
Hello.
So I just finished watching you guys at the Portland show, and you have a little, I don't want to call it a tirade, but that you go into about being yourself and fuck you if you can't handle it. You know what I mean? Now, I think that is the metal way of life, you know what I mean?
Right, of course.
And So I guess
should I call one?
Go into it if you'd like, because I think that's important for every metalhead to hear.
I mean, listen, it's, you know, we're you know, a heavy metal band or a punk rock band, whatever we are to people. At the end of the day, we believe strongly that we like the way we look, we like the way we sound. We don't really, you know, we don't care if people don't like that. Ultimately, our message is for the people that do understand it and do care. And I meet a lot of people and they you know, question our image or anything else, and to me it's, I don't care. I want to live my life the way that I want to live it, and I think that at the end of the day, rock and roll or heavy metal is supposed to be about rebellion. It's about being yourself. And so often nowadays, you know, metal bands especially, they want to fall into the category of what's cool. They want to be able to fit on other tours. They want to make sure that they're fitting very well into a very small niche, and that's not what we really want. We want to be who we want to be. Right. I've been that way since I was a very young kid. I've always wanted to be myself, and you know, at the risk of, you know, having people hate me for it, you know, I never really cared. I knew that what I was doing was right, and I knew that ultimately the message that I was trying to convey to kids was the right message. And as long as I can remain true to who I am and still be the kid that I was at, you know, 14, 15 years old, then that's all I care about. I don't ever want to become jaded or affected by anything that we do in our career, because I don't think you should. You know, ultimately, I'm a guy who's lucky enough to get to go on stage and play music for people, and if I wasn't doing this, I would still be the same person. I would be sitting in my house, though, dressed up in the makeup and singing into a mirror or whatever.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, totally.
And so, you know, I'm a lucky guy. I'm 19 years old. I've tried very hard in my life to be who I want to be, and it is what it is.
Awesome. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, there seems to be this big trend right now going around of where if you think you're metal or you think you're cool, you need to call other people not metal.
Right.
Like, and of course, there's certain bands that get lumped into that category, and Black Veil Brides is one of those bands. You know,
we're,
I mean,
very uncool, man. That's the thing, is if you're cool, if you are in fact cool or metal, you probably hate us. And that's fine with me, because I've always sided with the uncool people.
Yeah.
I've always been uncool. I've never been cool. I've always been an outcast or a weirdo. And I would rather, every day in my life, I'd rather people call me uncool or a fag or whatever else than to be someone that's suddenly very cool. Because to me, the minute that you cross over that border and you're someone that's socially acceptable completely, then you lose whatever it is that you retained as a kid. None of us in our life, we're not always 100%. Right. And it takes a certain kind of person to be able to say that they're okay with that. And the vast majority of bands are the bands that, you know, I understand, listen, A, we sell more records than any of those bands. B, we look a lot better than any of those bands. C, we make music that people can fucking sing to. So we do things that those people don't do. And the vast majority of those bands, it's either A, out of some sort of like self-hatred because they can't do something, or it's jealousy.
Yeah.
I don't care if someone calls me a fag. I don't care if someone says I'm not metal. I know who I am. I know that this band is a heavy metal band, and that's all I care about.
Absolutely. Dude, I'm so with you. I'm really not one of those metal elitists. I don't like people that think that way. I think you're shutting yourself off to a large audience if you think that, like, you know, one band is metal and one band is not metal.
Well, listen, I mean, look at it. What's the beginning of heavy metal would be Black Sabbath. And, you know, who in their life has had more eyeliner and garish costumes than Ozzy Osbourne? You know, but the thing is that it sort of becomes, it's less palatable after a while, and people start to, they forget what the roots of music is. And at the end of the day, we're all these dudes playing what is essentially a black man's music. We play rock and roll. We just sped it up and made it faster and heavier, and none of us really belong in this world. We make things that are... Rock and roll is a disposable art form. It's, you go up on stage for 45 minutes to an hour and you let your aggression out and you try your best to give the people in the audience something that they can take home with them. And as a kid, that's all I really had. And I can remember, you know, I would go to shows and I would feel like that was my home. I can remember, like, I went with my friends to see Social Distortion, and I had a fever of like 104, and that was a huge moment in my life, and I fucking passed out, and I got to go to that show and have fun with my friends,
and I saved your life,
and she saved my life, and I, you know, it's like it's moments like that that, you know, I'll always remember. So if someone can come to our show and they feel like part of them is, you know, inspired by it, then that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Apart from that, I don't really care. If someone calls me a fag, like I said, or someone makes fun of what we do, don't listen to us then, dude. Go do whatever it is you do. I'm going to continue to do what I do.
Right on. Well, if you go by crowd response, you guys are fucking amazing. Because, like, you know, there that was an insane crowd in there. I've been to tons of shows here, and I've never heard anything like that. That was intense,
I've
man.
Never heard girls scream like that.
Oh, it was like the Backstreet Boys walked in like 10 years ago, man. It was so 20, over 20 the top. Years ago. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, my bad.
No, the thing about this band is it's like totally like the appeal of whatever pop star of metal, but the musicianship backs it up. So it's not even. I'm sorry. It's
cool.
No, it's not even like. It's just the fantasy of like pop stars or you quoted Backstreet Boys, but it's like the musicianship backs it up. So it's both like the image, like whatever girls are fans, yeah. Blah blah blah. Blah.
It's gone, dude.
But it's also a musician's band because everybody is so great in the band. You know what I mean? Guitar solos, drums, you know, singing, bass, like everyone's just going off. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah.
That's how we appeal to the masses. It's just like.
Well, and good, and I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. I mean,
someone's gonna.
Yes, sir.
It's cool, not an issue. But you guys just seem to have a mass appeal, like so fast, like so quickly. And I was talking to someone in the crowd tonight. I was like, if these guys continue on the same path they're on, they're going to be Motley Crue 86. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be huge. And more power to you. And I'm super glad for all the success you're having. And I guess thanks for giving me this time, man.
No worries, man. I mean, the way that I've always felt is that I was obviously very inspired by bands like Motley Crue and Kiss and those sort of bands. But the thing that they never really had, their music never really spoke to me on a personal level. I was more influenced by, you know, punk rock bands or bands like, you know, even like later like 90s bands like Hot Water Music or those sort of bands that musically or lyrically they had more of a personal aspect to their music. And, you know, I never got to experience, you know, a band that coupled the image with the sort of lyrical or heartfelt nature of our music. And I think that the reason that we exist or the reason that this band exists is I don't really know how to do anything else. I'm a man of very few talents. I can make crazy faces and dress up in costumes, and hopefully the music that I make and the lyrics that I write can resonate with people. And I know what I'm writing about. You know, I know what it's like to be that kid, so that's what I write about. I don't know what it's like to, you know, have dragons around me and demons and all these things that, you know, supposed metal bands write about. I can't possibly write about that because I don't know it. You know, And by the same token, I don't know about the sort of lavish, crazy, you know, stripper life that, you know, 80s bands talked about. I know what it's like to be an outcast, and I know what it's like to be different, and that's what I write about. And obviously our image is sort of over the top, and we like the whole larger-than-life look, and we like to try to be as violent and aggressive on stage as we possibly can, but I think that that's all part of putting on a show. Nobody really wants to go to a show and say,
hey, we can't run the generator. Sorry.
It's all good.
They're here? Telling us we're forced to shut the generator off.
Right in here?
Yeah. Like, now?
Yeah. The neighbors complained.
Can we pull the bus somewhere else?
Dude, the Fred Meyer across the street has a huge parking lot.
Why don't we pull it to the Fred Meyer parking lot? Get bus.
Get John.
All right, get John to drive.
I've been drinking. Okay. They left.
Yeah, I mean, I guess ultimately I want people to feel like they're part of something.
Yeah.
So, you can still go. No, cab left us. Sorry.
Well, you know, I hope nothing but success for you guys. I really enjoyed the show. I felt like if you could have taken any other two people in the crowd and added up their age, I still would have been older than that. But nonetheless, like, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not entirely true
because, you know, as much as, listen, if you see someone who's in their mid-20s at a show, you don't really think anything of it. If you see someone that's 6 years old at a show, then you immediately are like, wow, there was a six-year-old there. But I think that our audience is vast in its age, and I think that that's sort of because you can't really put a stamp on the idea of visual appeal or musical appeal. That six-year-old that comes to the show is not interested in us because of our lyrical content. They're interested because in the same way that a six-year-old is interested in the Ninja Turtles, they like them aesthetically. And, you know, they like how we look, and they like the sort of like superhero like nature to what we do. But by the same token, someone that's maybe older comes because of our message and what we represent. And, you know, and also there's people that come to our shows that don't like us, and they just want to see what it is that we do because they hear about, you know, me throwing shit at people and being, you know, sort of angry on stage and trying to kind of, I think at the end of the day, if you can get people to rally behind something, that's the best feeling. And I mean, it's you can't really put a price tag on the idea of believing in yourself or having some sort of strength in yourself. And it's something that I maybe lacked as a kid, and something that I learned later in my life, and something that as I got older, because of my surroundings or where I grew up, I think that it was sort of became a necessity to be able to believe that no matter what I did, I was always right. And sometimes I got in trouble for that, but I always felt very strongly that I was always right, and it was everybody else that was wrong. You know, I was right for wanting to dress like a member of, you know, Clockwork Orange and carry around a cane and yell at people for no reason and be silly. I thought I was right, and it was the people that looked at me like I was wrong, or that I was weird, or that I was a fag, or anything else. They were wrong. They just didn't understand who I was. They didn't understand that what I was doing was fun for me.
Yeah, that's so, their fucking problem, not yours.
Exactly. It's never. I've sort of lived my life believing that it's never my problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything anyone else does is not my problem. I can only be myself, and I'll continue to do that forever.
Right on. Well, I think I've got everything I need. I'm going to go and let you get back to what you were doing.
Thank you, Matt Jacobs of Alloy Productions.
Yes, thank you so much. So, yeah.
Thanks, man.
this long, long goes. Not one with a backbone, so quick to judge. Everyone knows. When you can't even manage to stand on your own two feet. When you can't even manage to stand at all. Come ahead, pretend to be something you're not. Come ahead, pretend to be something you're not.
Encourage our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook, or you can find us on Twitter @alloypodcast.